Keschel and Simchas Meir. Just I'll share with everyone before.
I just had a machshava. Yeah, the Gemara says on Chav Beis Amud Beis, "Al kol ha'meisim kulum nichnas lebeis ha'simcha lachal yamid, lachal amid, al ova avim lachal yud beis chaydush." Om Rav Barchana ulesimchas mireyus. So Rashi tells you to learn that Rav Barchana is saying a chumrah that the heter by shar meisim to be nichnas lebeis ha'simcha lachal amid is only by a simchas mireyus, but not by a chasna. Meisvei. So here it says that after Lamed Yom it's mutter to go not only to Mireyus but to a Simcha as well. Mireyus assumes it's two different things. Simcha is Simchas Nesu'im and Mireyus is Simchas Mireyus. So you see that after Lamed Yom it's Taka mutter, not like Rabbi Chana's Chumrah, Mireyus is Kasha. A Meimer Masni Hochri, a Meimer has a different version. The Rosh, the Ramban, they only bring a Meimer's version. They don't bring the first version of the Gemara. They don't even mention a Meimer. They just quote what a Meimer is about to present. I don't know if they didn't have the first version of the Gemara or if they hold it since it terminates in Akasha, so therefore, for sure, la halacha, we only reckon with Hamemer's version. In any event, Hamemer masni hochi. Omer Rabbi Rechana, the simchas mereyas mutli konis la'alta. That Rabbi Rechana is saying a kulu, that even though there's a din, toich lamed, that he's also to be, he's also be simcha, but beis ha-simcha means a chasna. But simchas mireyus, people getting together and having a party, that's mutter la'alter. La'alter means after shiva, but the Rishonim say that's mutter la'alter. Frekti mar batani l'simcha u'l'shleishim u'l'mireyus l'simcha shleishim u'l'mireyus shleishim. The Brisa says that there is an issue not only of simcha, of a sort of simcha of a nesu'in, let's say, but there's also an issue of simchas mireyus. So my answer is at least teich lamed like kashi ha'bari suso ha'bepuranuso. So Rashi learns, Taisa also brings it, the Ramban, the Rosh, they all bring like Rashi, that it means, the way it used to be set up was that they would have a rotation. Everybody would, they would have, let's say, have a group of friends, and every night, one of the friends would throw a suda, would make a suda for everybody. And then the next night, the other person would make a suda, and so on, and that's how they would make a round robin. And that way, nobody had to pay more than In the total, everybody wound up paying their fair share. So Arisusa means the person who's making the Suda at the beginning. He's starting this thing rolling. And Puranusa means that he already was a guest at such a Suda, and now it's his turn to make a Suda for everybody else, to pay back, so to speak, what he owes. Rashi calls it L'shalim. He has to pay back what he borrowed in a sense. Rashi calls it a milva. The person who makes the party is lending everybody. He makes this big expenditure, but it's a loan on condition that they'll repay it by making their party in turn. So now if it's his turn to make the party, so that's like a piroin chayiv, that's why it's called puranuso, it's a piroin chayiv, and that's already mutter toich, not toich zayin, but that's already mutter toich, toich lamed. That's the Gemara, and that seems to be the bottom line of the Gemara. So it comes out, the halachi, it comes out, the maskan of this Gemara, is that simchas nesu'in is also kol lamed, go to a wedding is also kol lamed. Now it's simchas nesu'in, simcha. A regular simcha, a suda shel simcha, is also called lamed. But a simchas mireyus, that already has a kul. If it's arisusa, if it's not, a piroyim chayiv, then it's the same thing. It's just as chomer, and it's also teich lamed. And of vima yud beis chaydish. But if it's piranusa, if it's b'derech piroyim chayiv, then it's mutter even teich lamed. That's the gemara. So now there's a ramban. Somebody just pass me a ramban. Page was it again? If you remember. What? Kuf Tzadi Zayin. So the Ramban brings a Ravid. The Rosh also brings it. Well, first he brings a Braisa. He brings a Braisa in Maseches Evel. Evel Rabosi. The Braisa says, Al-Kola Mesim Osu Leilich Lebesim Ishtu Ad-Shimolu Le-Shleishim Al-Ov Vimu Lachad Yibes Chaydish. Like we saw in the Gemara. But the Braisa says, "V'yem hoyse chabur l'shul mitzvah." But if this chabur over here was the shul mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah, ki goyim kiddush rosh chodesh, when based on the mekadosh the chodesh, they would make a suda to be mefarsim that it's rosh chodesh. So that's a suda shul mitzvah. So that's mutter. That's what it says in the Brayse. It's also Yerushalmi. Because of Arayv Zal, so the Arayv says, V'chein, Masi Yosem V'yosoyimu, Oyoni V'ani L'shem Shemayim. The same kula that you have in this Brayse, that a simcha shal mitzvah is mutter, simcha l'shum mitzvah, the Rosh, when he cites the Arayv, calls it a simcha l'shem Shemayim. Says the Arayv, so who adin, if a fellow is marrying off a Yosem V'yosoyimu, or an Oni and an Aniya, he's always singing Yimilis Chasadim and Achnasas Kala. Shim lo yasu lo yikonish shom yivot la ha-maisa. And if he doesn't go to the wedding, then maybe the whole wedding is going to fall apart because he's the fellow who's putting together the whole thing. So then it's mutter for him to go. That's a kula of the Raivad. That it's mutter, a masi yosom yisayim, is mutter for him to go to the wedding if it'll be botel without him. However, then, on the other, that's a kula of the Raivad. But then the Raivad has a chumr as well, and he says, v'choz alay tira elam ishloshim v'elech v'ov v'imoy. This heter of l'shem mitzvah that the Braisa says, and he's expanding, that only applies l'achalam. It's about ov v'imoy, which is yudbeis chodesh, so here there's a heter of l'shem mitzvah. Aval toich shloshim, but if it's within shloshim, l'chol tzudas mitzvah sheba'olam osir, then there's no heter of tzudas mitzvah. Shrei afilu yisa isha osir, because after all, the halacha is, it's also even to get married within shloshim, which is certainly a mitzvah. K'dam b'yidin kol shloshim v'yom l'nesu'in. So the Raivad says a kula n'chumra. He says a kula that the heter of simchas mitzvah, sudishul mitzvah, applies even in such a case of masi yosem yisayma. On the other hand, he says a chumra that the heter of sudish mitzvah is only lach alamed, not teich alamed. The Ramban's chelik on both. The Ramban's chelik on the kula and on the chumra. Says the Ramban, b'lim nira, first of all, that the chabur is mitzvah kigon eshchedish, b'chein achilis kodshim, b'chabur is ha-pesach. A real simchas mitzvah, like Sudas Rishchaydish in the Braisa, in Maseches Evel, or likewise Achilas Pesach or Achilas Kodshim, Afapi Shoichlu B'chabura V'yesha Mishta V'simcha, even though they're eating together and there is Mishta V'simcha involved, Mutter L'achashiva does not have to wait till Achalam, and it's Mutter Toich Zayin. So in this regard, the Ramban is more makel. The Raivan holds the heter of simchas of Sudas mitzvah is only L'achalam, and he proves it from the fact that he's not allowed to get married to Chlamet. So and that's certainly a mitzvah. And the Ramban disagrees. He says, no, the heter is even la'achazayim. The heter is even to Chlamet. U'braisa deklonik v'moysa chabur is mitzvah reishon amitanya. And the braisa that says that a chabur is mitzvah is mutter is going even on, not only in Ova v'imoy, it's going on to Chlamet, on Shara Mesu. On the other hand, the Ravid's kula, that he extends the heter of simchas of sudashol mitzvah to a masi yosem v'yosayma, that the Ramban doesn't agree with either. Umasi yosem v'yosayma enoy mechuver, he says it's not right. Lahati l'ze su'udu shalohem, to be matter for this fellow to participate in their su'udu. Ramban doesn't explain what's the. A lot of things here are not so clear. The Ramban doesn't explain what's his objection to the Ravid. The Ravid should be right. If it says in the Braisa that a su'udu shal mitzvah is mutter, and the Ramban agrees that a Sudash Shul Mitzvah is mutter, and they're not only by Kiddush HaChodesh, but even by Pesach and Achilas Kolchim. So Chayra Masi Yosem Yisayim should be the same thing. Why is it any worse? What does he mean? Einay Mechuber Lahatu Lezeh Sudash Shalem. It's not right to be matter for him to eat from their Sudah. Why? It's a mitzvah. If he doesn't go, the Rambam says he bottle, the whole thing's going to be bottle. So that's a Simcha V'Achnasas Kala. It's a mitzvah V'Achnasas Kala. That's just as big a mitzvah as Achilas Pesach and certainly the Sudah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So one might be tempted to think that maybe what the Ramban means is that even though he has to be there because he has to impresario the whole thing, it shouldn't fall apart. Maybe the Ramban is saying, but who told him to eat? Maybe that's the Ramban's objection. Maybe, you know, he doesn't have to eat from the Suda. Let him just go and not be a participant. But I don't think that's pshat. Because the Ramban afterwards goes on and he brings a machlokes rishonim. If the Isser of Knisu l'Suda was only said on if he actually eats from the Suda, or if the very knisa into the room is also asr. And the Ramban himself holds emphatically that the isser is not only eating, but being in the room. He's in the room when there's a zamnute mazmute. What's the lashon? When there's mazmute chosin v'kala, that's simcha, and that's asr for an ova. So the very going to the sud, the isser is not the eating per se. The isser, according to the Ramban himself, is the going to the chasna. But here it's a mitzvah. If he doesn't go, the chasna is going to fall apart. The chasna is kala. So it ought to be mutter. We have this price so the shul mitzvah is mutter. And once he's going already, if he's allowed to go, then why shouldn't he be allowed to eat? If the isser is the eating, so let him go and not eat. But if the isser is the going, and here it's a mitzvah, I'm going to have to allow him to go, so he should be allowed to eat as well. Smashing the Ramban doesn't even allow him to go. Yeah, so this needs a hesbuk. What does the Ramban do with the Raivad? What's the Raivad's proof? The Raivad has a braisa to which the Ramban agrees that a Suda Shul Mitzvah is mutter. So why does the Ramban hold that Simchas Chasim V'Kala is any that being Masi Yosem V'Yosayma is not included in that? That's number one. Number two, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes, the Ramban and the Raivad, whether the Heter is only Lachalamed or the Heter is even Teichlamed? And the Raivad brought a proof. The Raivad says the Heter has to be only Lachalamed, because Toich La'amid is also even to get married. So what does Ramban do with that? The Ramban doesn't even address that. I mean, maybe he was always to deal with that. He could say, well, maybe it's not the same. He could get married, he could wait a couple of weeks, get married later. Now here by the Masi Yosem Yisoymo or Pesach or Kodshim, there may be the mitzvah to do it right now. It can't be postponed till later. But let the Ramban at least explain that. The Ramban is not even nochis to deal with the raya of the raya. The raya would put a raya from that it's only La'achalamid. From the fact that a person is not allowed to get married, an Ovel is not allowed to get married, Toich Lamed. The Ramban ignores that. And he says, no, I think the Heter over here is even Toich Lamed. And he doesn't even bother to address what about this Raya from the fact that an Ovel is not allowed to get married. And then another thing, why does the Ramban throw in this business about Pesach and Achilas Kodshim? Like, when he comes to be Cholik on the Ravid, so he says, yes, I agree that Sudas Mereis is, Sudas Shal Mitzvah is Mutter, like it says by Kiddush HaChodesh, Sudas Kiddush HaChodesh, and Hu Adin Pesach and Achilas Kodshim, but here, not here by Mas Yosem Yisrael. So what does he want with this Achilas Pesach and Kodshim? So I think what's going on here is, and I reserve the right to change my mind as I go more into the sugya, but right now it seems to me that what's going on is the following. We could talk. What's the heter? It says here in this braisa the heter that for a mitzvah, hoisa chaburi l'shem mitzvah. So there's a heter to participate for an ovel to participate in the suda. Is the pshat that since it's a mitzvah, suda's kiddush hachodesh is a mitzvah, so the mitzvah is doicha the iser simcha. Is that the pshat? It's a kula. Chazal v'meikel, l'tzorech mitzvah, v'meikel, that we allow him to go to a simcha. Or is the pshat that a suda shel mitzvah, a suda of mitzvah, is not called a suda shel simcha at all? A suda shel simcha means a suda of simchas rishus. But a suda where the suda itself is a mitzvah is not called simcha. It's not b'chal yisr in the first place. So I think the Ravid held that it's a tchiyah. The imperative to do the mitzvah is doicha the yisur of simcha. So therefore, the Ravid says, first of all, it's only doicha lachalamet. It's not doicha toichlamet. We don't have a warrant. We have a brayso that says in Eivin Maseches Eivel that there's a head that toichy beis chaydish. He could go to a simcha of kiddush chaydish, to a simcha shul mitzvah. Okay, so you see that the mitzvah is doicha the yisur simcha. But just because it's doicha the yisurim of avelus beis chaydish, that doesn't tell me that it's doicha necessarily yisurim of shloshim. Shloshim is more chomer. So you don't have a right to go further and to be doicha even the yisurim of shloshim. Toich shloshim's taka also, and he brings a proof because getting married is also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh, and even though he can get married later, but it's certainly a mitzvah saseh to get married now. I mean, every minute that he doesn't get married, he's being mevatel the mitzvah. And yet, I don't say he's allowed to get married toich lamed because the mitzvah is doicha the yisur simcha. Apparently, a mitzvah is not doicha the yisur lamed. It's doicha the yisur of yibes chaydish. It's doicha the yisur simcha of yibes chaydish. It's not doicha the yisur of toich lamed. But la'ach alamed, a mitzvah is taka doicha. Well, if a mitzvah is doicha, the yisur simcha says the Ravid, a mitzvah like Sudas Rosh Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, and a mitzvah like any mitzvah. If a mitzvah is doicha, is doicha, the yisur simcha, so masi yosem yisoyma is about a big mitzvah. It's not less of a mitzvah than participating in the sud of Kiddush HaChodesh. And therefore, if without him participating in the simcha will fall apart. And the Sisayma will not be able, her chasna will be ruined. So that mitzvah, to be Masi Yosem Yisayma, that mitzvah is doicha the yisur of Doichel Yisir of Simcha. And that's the Raivit. Ramban is Chaylik. Ramban's hold, that's not Pshat in the Heter at all. It's not that the mitzvah is Doichel Yisir of Simcha. Rather, the Pshat is that a Suda where the Achil itself is a mitzvah is not called the Suda of Simcha. That's called the Suda of Mitzvah. The Suda of Simcha is where they're eating L'shem Simcha. If they're eating L'shem Mitzvah, so they may be happy also. And V'yeshem Simcha, V'yeshem Reus, but that's not why they're eating. They're not eating for the sake of Simcha, they're eating for the sake of a Maisa Mitzvah. That's not called the Suda Shul Mitzvah. So therefore the Ramban holds, what's the difference? If it's a Tchiyo, so just because we're Doichel Yisrael Yud Beis Chodesh doesn't mean we have to be Doichel Yisrael of Lamed. But the Ramban holds not a Tchiyo at all. It's not a this is not Simcha. This is not Suda Shul Simcha. It's a Suda Shul Mitzvah. If it's not a Suda Shul Simcha, so then it should be mutter. It's mutter the same way it's mutter lachalam, it's mutter toichalam, because the Isser is to have a Suda Shul Simcha, and a Suda Shul Mitzvah is not a Suda Shul Simcha. And that's what he brings from Pesach and Achilles Kolchim. He says, you want to know what kind of mitzvahs we're talking about? The mitzvahs that we're talking about are mitzvahs like Achilles HaPesach, Achilles Kolchim, Achila from the Suda of Kiddush HaChodesh, where the Achila itself is Mefarsim, that it's Rosh Chodesh, where the Achila itself is a Maisa Mitzvah. So that's called a Simcha that's done for Achila's Mitzvah. It's not done for the sake of creating Simcha, and that's not a Suda Shul Simcha at all. That's Taka Mutter. You can't ask anymore, what about, and it's Mutter Toich Lamed too? It's also to get married Toich Lamed. What's the comparison? It's also to get married Toich Lamed because getting married is a Simcha. Getting married is a simcha, but eating a korban pesach is not an achilus. Is not a simcha because it's not the eating is not for the sake of simcha. The Ravid understood that eating a sudas kiddush achaydish is also a simcha, and a mitzvah is doichel yisur simcha. Well, if a mitzvah is doichel yisur simcha, so why can't you get married to a chlamet? Must be to a chlamet is more chomer. The Ramban's response is, that's not the pshat. It's not the pshat that a mitzvah is doicha the yisur simcha. The pshat is rather that what makes eating a simcha, the eating that's called a simcha, is eating that's done for the sake of celebration. But eating that's done for the sake of kiyum mitzvah, like eating a korban pesach, eating kolchim, eating sudas shchaydish, he's not eating for the sake of celebration. He might be happy too, but that's not why he's eating. He's eating because the achil itself is a mitzvah. So that's not simcha. So that's not also in the first place. But Nisuin, we know Nisuin is a simcha. Getting married is a simcha. That's why it's also to get married to Chlamet, because getting married makes him happy. That's called the simcha. Allah has kind of the Suda of Nisuin is certainly done for the sake of being happy. But the issue to get married is even without a Suda, because getting married itself is a Mishamech Chosin V'Kala. Part of the getting married is Simcha's Chosin V'Kala. That's part and parcel. That's built into what it means to have a wedding. To have a wedding means to have Simcha's Chosin V'Kala. That's not separate from the, not like a byproduct, that's part of the getting married. And that's also to do Toich Lamed. However, says the Ramban, so therefore the Ramban holds that there is no Tchi over here. There's no concept that mitzvah is Toich the Yisr Simcha. The only concept is that Achilas Pesach, Achilas Kochim, Achilas that are done because the Achil itself is a mitzvah are not celebrations. But celebrations, the Tak of Osir, and the mitzvah is not Toich them. So Mele says the Ramban, Masi Yosem Yisoyimah, very nice. It's a very great mitzvah that he wants to be machnas kala. But lemaisa, is it a simcha? About it's a simcha. Getting married is a simcha. It's nisun. Not even get married to chlamet because getting married is a simcha. Allah has kama v'chama that getting married is maybe just a simcha of chasen kala, but the wedding celebration, the party, is a simcha for everybody. And people who eat at a simcha at a chasen, people who eat at a wedding, so yeah, it's a suda shul mitzvah, but. There, it's not the achila. It's an achila. Yeah, it's an achila shul mitzvah. But why is it an achila shul mitzvah? Because they're eating to make the simcha. It's not like korban pesach. By korban pesach, why are they eating? They're not eating to make simcha. They're eating because it's a mitzvah to eat the pesach. So that's not called an achila shul simcha. It may make him happy too, but that's not the reason why he's eating. Not eating to create simcha. He's eating to be mekayim mitzvah achila shul pesach. But by a wedding, even though it's a Suda Shul Mitzvah, what does it mean it's a Suda Shul Mitzvah? The mitzvah is because by making the Suda that we make the Chosen Kala happy. So that's certainly an Achila, the way that the Achila is for the sake of the Simcha. That's certainly a Simcha. The Suda's Chosen Kala is certainly a Suda whose whole purpose is to celebrate the wedding. So it's a simcha, it's a suda that's being done for the sake of creating simcha. You can't say they're eating for mitzvah, they're not eating for simcha. The whole mitzvah is that they want to be mesameach chasan v'kala. If they didn't have to be mesameach chasan v'kala, and we weren't trying to create a simcha, then they wouldn't eat either. So that the suda itself about it, and the whole wedding, and the Ramadan is not only the suda, but the whole mazmutei chasan v'kala, the whole wedding celebration is one great big simcha. And a simcha is also for an oval. It's a mitzvah. It's a great, very great mitzvah, but a mitzvah is not doichi surya veilus. If you go through the lashon of the Rav here in the Ramban, if you go through the lashon of the Ramban inside, I think it's very meduyik in the lashonis. The Rav's lashon was v'chein masi yosam v'yosayim oyoni v'aniyah l'shem shemayim. He's doing it l'shem shemayim. Shem lo yasub lo yikonis l'shem yivot l'hamuter. So he says that's about a mutter. It's being done l'shem shemayim. If it's l'shem shemayim, call l'shem shemayim is doichi sur. And then even when he says his chumro that it's only lachalam and not techlamed, his lashon is vecholzelayit tiru elam yisloishim ve'elach. It's a heter. The Rav holds it's a heter. It's a kulo. Chazal were mekel in the Yisrael Yudbeis Chodesh l'tzorech l'shem shemayim. If it's l'tzorech mitzvah, l'fi the Ramban, it's not a tiru. It's not a heter. It's not a simcha in the first place. It was never us in the first place because it's not a simcha. And it could be it's very meduyik also. The Ramban's, when he quotes the Maseches Evel, he quotes it. I'll call it Mesim Osul Mesim. Im Hoyse Chabur l'shum mitzvah. The Rosh quotes the Lashon of the Ravid. I assume it's the original Lashon of the Ravid. And he, when he cites the Brisa is not im hoisa l'shum mitzvah, im hoisa chabura l'shum mitzvah, but he has im hoisa chabura. What's the Lashon? What? Im hoisa l'shem shamayim. L'shem shamayim. Seems to be a different gears to Maseches Avot. That's all the difference in the world. Saying that it's l'shem shamayim means he's saying that it's a tchiyah. It's so important. I'm doing it so much for the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that allows me to eat the Sudas Mitzvah. The Ramban, according to Ramban, the heter is a chabur l'shem mitzvah, but this is not an achila shel simcha. The achila itself is not being done as an act of mitzvah of simcha, it's being done as an act of achilas mitzvah, eating korban pesach, and so on. That has nothing to do with l'shem shemayim. What is that l'shem shemayim? The heter is not that I'm doing l'shem shemayim. You know, it's not the hakol l'shem shemayim. The heter is that this is that the suda itself, I'm eating the korban pesach. The heter must be like korban pesach. Lefi the Ramban, what's the heter to eat a korban pesach tochlamet? An ovel to eat a korban pesach tochlamet together with the whole bnei chabur. The heter is not because he's doing l'shem shemayim. The heter is because it's an achila shel mitzvah. Since it's an achila shel mitzvah, it's not called a suda. It's not a simcha. It's not a suda shel simcha because it's not being done as it's not being done for the sake of simcha. It's being done for the sake of the mitzvah. So it's not a suda shel mitzvah. Excuse me. It's not a suda shel simcha. But the Ravid had the girsa that the heter is that it's the shem shemayim. The shem shemayim means it is a mitzvah. It is a simcha. But I'm allowed to do it anyway because l'shem shemayim, chazal were mekel in something which is l'shem shemayim, something which has a mitzvah element. Chazal were hitiru, as the lashon of the Rav is, they were mekel in the yisur of simcha. Okay.